I'm talking today with Gina Wolf from the Marshfield Visitors and Convention Bureau about their new logo. Well, can you tell me, apparently it was developed with the help of some university students. Is that correct? Can you tell me a bit more about that, who they were, and so on?
That's correct. The University of Florida actually has a great marketing program, and it allows businesses to come in and receive an inexpensive marketing plan from college seniors who are about to graduate. This is kind of their last project before they graduate. So they are experienced in the field. This is just kind of a last hurrah before they get to go out and get some real life experience.
Okay, and as I understand, the logo's been in development for a while. How long has it been since you first started on the project?
The first time we went to Florida would have been January of 2012. Then the marketing plans were presented to us in April, so that's when we first saw the logo. Then the board, the CVB board, voted on which logo to use. That probably would have been May or so, and then we had to have approval from the Marshfield Clinic to use them because they are part of the logo, and that just got approved, I would say, a month ago. So it's been a long process, but well worth it.
Okay, can you maybe give me a verbal description of some of the things that are in the logo and maybe what some of the thinking was behind some of it, if that's possible?
Sure. The focal point of the logo is the world's largest round barn. The Marshfield Clinic is also part of it, just because it is such a huge part of our community. There are also some historic buildings and downtown buildings as part of the logo. Something that's really neat about the font in the logo is the style that was used. The students did some research and found that newspapers in the Wood County area during the mid to late 1800s generally used Clarendon as the font choice. So that's the type that is used to spell out the Marshfield Convention and Visitors Bureau, as well as our tagline, "It's in our nature."
Okay, great. And one last question I have is, can you tell me how it's going to be used? I'm sure it's going to be used to promote events in the city. Can you maybe elaborate on that a bit?
Sure. We will use it in all ads we run. It'll be on our visitor guide, on our website, and in the print material that we disperse on events and other communications.
Okay, real good. Is there anything you want to add about it that I haven't asked you about, or have we covered everything?
I think we've covered anything. It's just we feel the logo really fits well with the small city charm feeling that we're trying to convey, and it represents something unique to Marshfield that you won't see in any other city's logo.